Goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Goedenacht, broeder Cor.
Van harte welkom in de uitzending. Ook vannacht en de komende dagen wensen wij u God zegen, sterkte en liefde toe. Gaat u gaan.
Dank u wel, broeder Cor. Ja, lieve luisteraars. Ik groet u allen in de wonderbare raad, in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland, onze Heer Jezus Christus, de Koning der Koningen. En de Heer der Heerscharen. Ja, luisteraars, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. Vader, maar voordat we beginnen, dragen wij alles aan u op, Vader. U weet alles en wij zien wat voor oog is. Maar Heilige Vader, trouwe God, we danken u voor uw liefde, voor alle luisteraars en voor wat er gebeurt. Er gebeuren zal, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor uw woord deze avond. We danken u dat wij bij u mogen komen, Vader. Om te vragen, om te bidden, om te prijzen, om te bedanken. Vader, want u bent zo groot, u bent zo machtig. Ja, luisteraars, u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Zefania, waar onze Heer Jezus Christus centraal staat. We danken de Heer voor zijn goedheid en voor zijn genade. We danken de Heer voor zijn barmhartigheid, dat hij genadig is. We danken de Heer dat hij de wonderbare raadsman is. Hij is onze sterke God en vredevorst. Hij is onze Koning der Koningen en de eeuwige Vader. Vader, dank u wel dat u de bron van leven bent, van leven en van licht. Danken u dat u de ware wijnstok bent, Vader. U bent de deur der schapen. We maken uw naam groot, mijn Heiland. We danken u dat u onze bevrijder, onze redder is, o Heiland. U bent de goede herder. U bent de bron van onze schuilplaats, Vader. U helpt ons. Daarom bent u onze helper, groot van kracht en steeds bereid, mijn Heiland. Vader, u doorgrondt het hart en u toetst de nieren, mijn Heiland. Daarom danken wij u ook voor de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest. Vader, we komen voor uw genade troon deze avond, Vader, met alle kinderen, Vader, en hun ouders. We komen voor uw genade troon met zuster. Maar tussen Marlene en broeder Cor, Vader, wilt u hen zegenen. Vader, we danken u dat u altijd klaar staat voor ons, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor de grootheid van uw naam. Vader, dat wij alles voor uw troon mogen brengen, Vader. Alle gospelradio's, alle bestonden, alle gemeentes en ook de voorgangers. De leiders, Vader, en de bidders, Vader, van de bestonden, dragen wij zo aan u op, Heer. We dragen ook de ziekenhuizen aan u op en alle zieken, Vader. Wilt u aanraken, Vader? U kent ze, mijn Heiland. Vader, dank u wel dat wij bidden ook voor de overheid. En wij dragen de zendingsvelden aan u op, Vader. En we bidden Jeruzalem vrede toe, Vader. We bidden, Vader Jezus, voor de bijstand van alle plaatsen, Vader, waar u ziet dat oorlog is, dat u daar ook aanraakt, vader. En we bidden ook voor de vluchtelingen, mijn heiland. Vader, wilt u ook u ontfermen over de kinderen die mee vluchten, vader. En we danken u daarvoor, vader. Vader, dank u wel, vader, dat u de herbouwer van straten bent en de hersteller van bressen. Vader, dank u wel dat u Emmanuel, God met ons bent en de leeuw van Juda. Vader, versterk ons, vader. Geef ons kracht en wijsheid om uw woord door te brengen en om uw woord te lezen, vader. En we danken u, want zonder u, vader, kunnen wij niet. U bent groter. Al is de nood zo groot, vader, u bent groter dan iedere nood. En we danken u voor alle zegeningen, vader, dat u strooit op deze aarde. Vader, zegen mijn huis, vader. Zegen alles, vader. En ook zegen ook de mensen die meelezen, de zusters die meelezen, de broeders en allen die luisteren, vader. En we danken u, vader, dat u ze ook zegen. En zegen ook iedereen, vader. En we danken u, we loven en we prijzen u nooit genoeg voor prezen naam. Ja, lieve luisteraars, dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan. Maar voordat wij naar onze Bijbel gaan lezen, gaan wij naar onze ochtendtekst. Maar onze Bijbelleesplan komt uit Lucas hoofdstuk 10. En het gaat om de uitzending van de 70. Maar, lieve luisteraars, we gaan naar onze ochtendtekst. En onze ochtendtekst komt eveneens uit Lucas hoofdstuk 11 vers 24. En het zegt, de onreine geest gaat door dorre plaatsen om rust te zoeken. Dat is wel de grootste straf voor de demonen. Zij kunnen geen rust vinden. Zij zoeken een valse rust in het inbezit nemen van mensenzielen. Zie, zij gaan door dorre plaatsen. Jezus Christus, onze Heere, schenk ons rust en vrede in Hem. Hij maakt een poel tot een waterbeek en schept een paradijs in ons midden. Zoekende hart, Hij geeft vrede als waterstromen. Prijs zijn heilige naam. Lieve luisteraars, dat was het ochtendtekst. De onreine geest gaat door dorre plaatsen om rust te zoeken. Lucas 11, vers 24. Dan gaan wij naar onze Bijbelleesplan, eveneens uit Lucas hoofdstuk 10, de uitzending van de 70. Daarna wees de Heere nog 72 aan en hij zond hen 2 en 2 voor zich uit naar alle steden en plaatsen waar hij zelf komen zou. Hij zeide tot hen, de oogst is wel groot, maar arbeiders zijn weinig. Bid daarom de Heer van de oogst, dat hij arbeiders uitzende in zijn oogst. Gaat heen, zie, ik zend u als lammeren midden onder wolven. Draag geen beurs of reiszak of sandalen en groet niemand onderweg. Welk huis gij ook binnentreedt, zeg eerst, vrede zij deze huizen. En indien daar een zoon des vredes is, dan zal u vrede op hem rusten. Maar zo niet, dan zal hij tot u terugkomen. Blijf in dat huis, eet en drink wat men u geeft, want de arbeider is zijn loon waard. Gaat niet van het ene huis naar het andere. En als gij in een stad komt waar men u ontvangt, eet wat u wordt voorgezet. En geneest de zieken die er zijn. En zeg tot hen, het koninkrijk Gods is nabijgekomen. Maar als gij in een stad komt waar men u niet ontvangt, gaat naar buiten op straat en zeg, ook het stof van uw stad dat aan onze voeten kleeft, wissen wij af tegen u. Doch weet dit, dat het koninkrijk Gods nabij gekomen is. Ik zeg u, dat het voor Sodom in die dag draaglijker zal zijn dan voor die stad. Wee u Chorazin, wee u Bethsaida, want indien in Tyrus en Sidon die krachten waren geschied, welke in u geschied zijn, reeds lang zouden zij in zaak en as gezeten zijn, zich bekeerd hebbende. Doch het zal voor Tyrus en Sidon drakelijker zijn in het oordeel dan voor u. En gij, Gevarnaum, zult gij tot de hemelen verheven worden. Tot het dodenrijk zult gij nederdalen. Wie naar u hoort, hoort naar mij. En wie u verwerpt, verwerpt mij. En wie mij verwerpt, verwerpt hem die mij gezonden heeft. En de 72 zijn teruggekeerd met blijdschap en zeiden, Heere, ook de boze geesten onderwerpen zich aan ons in uw naam. En hij zeide tot hen, ik zag de Satan als een bliksem uit de hemel vallen. Zie, ik heb u macht gegeven om op slangen en schorpioenen te treden en tegen de gehele legermacht van de vijand. En niets zal u enig kwaad doen. Evenwel, verheugt u niet hierover, dat de geesten zich aan u onderwerpen, maar verheugt u dat uw namen staan opgetekend in de hemelen. Vers 21. Jezus dankzegging en zalig sprekingen. Terzelfde tijd verblijde hij zich door de Heilige Geest en zeide, ik dank u, Vader, Heer des hemels en der aarde, dat gij deze dingen voor wijzen en verstandigen verborgen hebt, doch aan kinderkens geopenbaard. Ja, Vader, want zo is het een welbehagen geweest voor u. Alle dingen zijn mij overgegeven door mijn Vader, en niemand weet wie de Zoon is, dan de Vader. En wie de Vader is, dan de Zoon. En wie de Zoon het wil openbaren. En zich afzonderlijk tot de discipelen wendende, zeide hij, zalig de ogen die zien wat gij ziet. Want ik zeg u, vele profeten en koningen hebben willen zien wat gij ziet, en zij hebben het niet gezien. En horen wat gij hoort, en zij hebben het niet gehoord. Vers 25, de gelijkenis van de barmhartige Samaritaan. En zie, een wetgeleerde stond op om hem te verzoekende en zeide, Meester, wat moet ik doen om het eeuwig leven te beërven? En hij zeide tot hem, wat staat in de wet geschreven? Hoe leest gij? Hij antwoordde en zeide, gij zult de Heere uw God lief hebben uit geheel uw hart en met geheel uw ziel en met geheel uw kracht en met geheel uw verstand en uw naaste als uzelf. En hij zeide tot hem, gij hebt juist geantwoord. Doe dat en gij zult leven. Maar hij wilde zich rechtvaardigen en zeide tot Jezus, en wie is mijn naaste? Daarom hernam Jezus en zeide: een zeker mens daalde af van Jeruzalem naar Jericho en viel in de handen van rovers, die hem niet alleen uitschudden, maar ook slagen gaven en weggingen, terwijl zij hem halfdood lieten liggen. Bij geval daalde een priester af langs die weg. En deze zag hem, doch ging aan de overzijde voorbij. Evenzo ging ook een leviet langs die plaats. En hij zag hem en ging aan de overzijde voorbij. Doch een Samaritaan die op reis was, kwam in zijn nabijheid. En toen hij hem zag, werd hij met ontferming bewogen. En hij ging naar hem toe, verbond zijn wonden, goot er olie en wijn op. En hij zette hem op zijn eigen rijdier, bracht hem naar een herberg en verzorgde hem. En de volgende dag stelde hij de waard 2 schellingen ter hand en zeide: verzorg hem, en mocht hij meer kosten hebben, dan zal ik ze u vergoeden om mijn terugreis. Verzorg hem, en mocht hij meer kosten hebben, dan zal ik ze u vergoeden op mijn terugreis. Wie van deze 3 denkt u dat de naaste geweest is van die man die in handen der rovers was gevallen? Hij zeide: die hem barmhartigheid bewezen heeft. En Jezus zeide tot hem: ga heen, doe gij evenzo. Maria en Martha, vers 38. Terwijl zij op reis waren, kwam hij in een zekere dorp en een vrouw, Martha geheten, ontving hem in haar huis. En deze had een zuster genaamd Maria, die aan de voeten des Heren gezeten naar zijn woord luisterde. Martha echter werd in beslag genomen door het vele bedienen. En zij ging bij hem staan en zeide: Heere, trek gij het u niet aan dat mijn zuster mij alleen laat dienen? Zeg haar dan dat zij mij komt helpen. Maar de Heere antwoordde en zeide tot haar: Martha, Martha, gij maakt u bezorgd en druk over vele dingen, maar weinige zijn nodig of slechts 1. Want Maria heeft het goede deel uitgekozen dat van haar niet zal worden weggenomen. Tot zover, lieve luisteraars. Ik heb voor u gelezen Lucas hoofdstuk 10, de uitzending van de 70. En vers 21, Jezus dankzegging en zaligspreking. Vers 25, de gelijkenis van de barmhartige Samaritaan. Vers 38, Maria en Martha. Dan wil ik u bedanken, lieve luisteraar, dat u hebt meegelezen en geluisterd. Ik zou zeggen, de Heere zegene u zo allen met de luisteraars zo tezamen. En wij moeten ons herinneren aan het woord van de barmhartige Samaritaan, dat hij zei: die hem barmhartigheid bewezen heeft. En Jezus zeide tot hem: ga heen, doe evenzo. Luisteraars, laten wij geenszins voorbij gaan aan iemand die wij daar zien liggen of die wij daar zien pijn lijden. Laten wij direct ingrijpen en laten wij hem verzorgen zoals de Samaritaan. Die zegt, verzorg hem. En mocht hij meer kosten hebben, dan zal ik ze u vergoeden op mijn terugreis. Deze drie was de barmhartige Samaritaan. En laten wij gaan en even zo doen als wat de Heer zegt. Ga heen, doe gij even zo. Dank u wel dat u hebt geluisterd. Maar ik kom met een bemoedigend woord voor u. En een bemoedigend woord komt uit een bundel. En het zegt, ik weet niet waarom Gods gena aan mij ook werd betoond. En hij, mijn gans onwaardig mens, steeds zoveel liefde toont. Maar ik weet in wie ik geloof heb. En ben verzekerd, mijn Heer is machtig, dat hij het pand hem toevertrouwt tot die dag bewaard voor mij. Ik weet niet hoe het geloof in mij door God werd ingewerkt. Of hoe hij door zijn Heilige Geest mijn vrede in het hart te werkt. Lieve luisteraars, dit geldt ook voor u. Ik wens u allen Gods reis te zegen toe. Met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene zo tezamen. En nogmaals, als Jezus met u wandelt, dan is ieder voetstap licht. En als Jezus met ons gaat, dan vrezen wij geen kwaad. Amen.
Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u wel voor de bemoedigend woord, voor het mooie lezen, voor alles. Mogen de Heer u genadig zijn en blijven.
Dank u wel, meneer Kwaad.
Een goede nacht, rust. En tot morgen, zo de Heer het leidt.
Ja, meneer Kwaad.
Dag, zuster Emma.
Dag, meneer Kwaad. De goede zuster Marlene.
Doei. Ik.
Ja, meneer Kwaad. Dag, meneer Kwaad.
Dag, zuster Emma.
Zelfde.
Even kunt luisteren naar het openingsgebed in de uitzending van Stefanie Radio door zuster Emma en bemoediging. Nu tijd voor Pastor Samuel Lee met het gesproken woord in het Engels.
So today we're going to look at something very, very important in the Bible. And first, we would we'll take it from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14. And thereafter, we go to the next, we go then to the book of John. But first, we start from the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Verses 14. You have the. Okay, here he said, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. And it gives light to everywhere in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Please, let's quickly go also to the book of John. The book of John, chapter 8, verses 12.
Need some water.
Okay, now. In the book of John, chapter 8, verses 12, okay, that he said, okay, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. People of God, I'm going to talk about light and hell. If you go back to the book of Matthew, Jesus said, he compared our lives with hell. And what does hell mean? Often, hills are higher than the land that has been surrounded. Hills are always high. It is like a mountain. Jesus wants our lives go higher, like a hill. That's why he said a city that is actually built on a hill can be easily seen. Everybody can see it. But a city that is down, it is not easy to find it. So he compared our lives with hill, which is higher. The will of Jesus for us is to go higher. That's why sometimes we pray like, Jesus, let us be the top, but not the tail. When God created us, his will for his children is to prosper, is to go higher in this life. The will for God for us is to enjoy this life, is to live in this world to prosper, to be happy. But sometimes these things is not happening. Jesus wants us to be the top, but it seems we are not on the top. What happened? What is wrong? Why are we not going higher? Why it seems like everything we do is not moving? But Jesus had promised, like, your life is supposed to be like this, but it's not moving. You see, in every one of us, there is a potential. There is a gift. There is a talent that has been planted in us that should go up, that should grow, but it's not moving. I'll come to that later. Then again, he said, I am the light of this world. Whoever that follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Please focus the word light of life. What is light? If we switch off the light here, everything here will be dark. You can't see anything anymore. But when we switch on the light, immediately, when you look at something, you find it easily. Jesus wants our life to shine as light. Brighten, shining everywhere we go. Blessed children. That is what he's talking about. He wants us to be blessed, to shine, to overrule. What does light do? Overcome darkness. Light rules over darkness. He said, if you have the light, your life will overcome darkness. But unfortunately, there is an enemy whose name is the devil. Like I said earlier on, every one of us, there is a gift in us. There is a potential in us that has to come out. But the enemy of God always try to overcome this potential. The enemy of God doesn't want you to go high. You have in mind of doing some business. And then a voice will come to you and say, you cannot do this business. Many people have tried, they failed. You cannot do it. So forget it. When you accept that, darkness has already overcome that thing. It's closed. You want to do something. It's not moving. Darkness of the enemy has overcome it. He has taken hold of it. He does not want that thing to come out. You want to do, like I said, business, he will tell you, you don't speak the language. Even your education is not that so good. You are too old to do something. They are all from darkness of the evil. But Jesus said, whosoever that follows me will overcome that darkness. Through Jesus, by Jesus, with Jesus, you shall overcome that. Hallelujah. It is the bit from hell that will tell you, accept who you are. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. Anyway, it is true. Whether you have it or you don't have it, you will die anyway. But there's always but. God sent you and I to this world for a purpose. God sent you and I to do something, to contribute to his kingdom. God has already blessed you with a certain talent that should come out before you die. God has given you a gift that should come out, that should shine as light before you go back to him. God wants you to use that particular thing. But sometimes it's not coming out. It's not working anymore. Why? Because darkness has overcome it. God wants you and I to prosper, to become as light, that everywhere you go, people may see it. Everywhere you go, it follows you. It will clear the darkness. But it's not happening. Why? Something is gone somewhere. It's because we need to go back to Jesus, who is the light of the world. I believe that even mamas here today, maybe your talent is to cook. It's very good talent. Some of you knows how to cook well. Why not you use that, cooking to open some restaurant? People come and eat. But in this country, somebody will tell you, you don't speak the language. Don't try. Even if I look at this neighborhood, I don't find a Ghanaian restaurant. It's not here. But we are many here in this country. I just give an example. Why? Many of us, they know how to do it, but they don't feel like going for it. Because darkness is trying to overcome your gift or your talent, which is maybe to cook. But God said, Go for it. Go for it. You can do it. When you allow that negativity to come, oh, you can't do it because you are too old, because you are, like I said, you don't speak the language, then you give chance for that darkness to overrule your talent. Jesus said, you must be like light. So you must go for it. Is there anything that you want to do? Business? Go for it. You have tried it. One time it failed. Twice it fails. Doesn't matter how many times you fail. With Jesus, you can do it. Try it again. We are born to overcome darkness. We are born to rule. Jesus wants us to rule the world, we the Christians. But it seems like we don't do it. We only allow the world to rule over us, and we follow them. We are having, like we used to say, economic crisis. What is happening? Because the money is only in the hands of the wicked people, and they don't want to share. And because of that, we suffer. But if we allow the light in us shining, we can change the whole world. But it seems like our light is not shining anymore. Because we believe more in the devil than in Jesus. Because somebody will come to tell you, like I said, don't go there. You know, many people that have been tried, they fail. But you are not that person. Say, I have Jesus. If they fail, not me. I have Jesus. I will not fail. JCF, you can do many things. Don't look at your circumstances. Your age, it doesn't matter. You can be the best in anything that you want to do through Jesus, who is the light of the world. You can do it. Hallelujah. We can go for it. Hallelujah. So, also to the young boys and girls who are now studying, pay good attention to your study. Yeah? You can do it. With God, it is possible. Don't let them lie to you. You can't do it. You can do it. You are born to rule. You become the top, not the tail. Jesus said, I want your life to be like a hill. To go higher. To overcome everything. But it's not happening. So that people around you will see your good deeds. And that will praise Jesus, who is in heaven. But it's not happening. Why? Through Jesus. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. With him, all things are possible. You were born to rule. You are born to overcome. You are an overcomer. Don't allow negativity to rule over your life. Don't allow them, but go for it. Don't accept it. It is not from Jesus. The will of God, like I said, is for you to enjoy in this kingdom. To take hold over everything. For everything that God created, like I said, it has a function. God did not create anything just like that, just for a decoration. No. Maybe, like I said, your talent is to create this microphone. Yours is to make a shoe. Your talent is to for anything else. Maybe when you were young, you have passion in you to do something great. But now that passion is slowly going down. Let that passion come again through Jesus. It will come. You have the talent to do so many things. But now it seems, I don't have, the age is not on my side. In this country also, it's not possible. I mean, so many negativities will come to your mind. And then you don't do them anymore. God wants you to use it, to contribute it to his kingdom. That's why we are many people in this world. Each one of us have a different talents. When you use yours, I also use mine, all together, we build up his kingdom. That is the will of God. Hallelujah. So today, I'm here to encourage you that it's never too late. You are like a hill. You are a light that shines. And this light can only shine through Jesus. By Jesus and with Jesus. You know, there's a song we use. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Ah, so we know the song. We believe that there is even little light in us. We believe in the songs that we sing, that there is even a little light which is in us. But why not we let it shine? Why is that light in us is not shining? If indeed we believe in the song that we just sung, then that little light must shine. It must come out. That potential that is in you must come out. It will come out only through Jesus. By him, you can do it. Go for it. My brothers, my sisters, it's never too late. You can do it. You see, I'm very tired of, we say that, okay, God will bless you anyway, God will bless you anyway. It's good to encourage people by saying those things. But there must be tools for you to use. If people only say God will bless you, but you don't have tools in your hands, it's not going to work. They must give you a tools in your hands. This is what you have to use for. Then it's going to work. This is how it functions. And the tools are like this. Hallelujah. This is one of them. So only pay for me, it's good. But that does not open the door. That door will open through this, what he said here. That is where the doors open. By you praying to God, you ask him, he is going to open it and say, my son, my daughter, what do you have in your hand? I would bless it. Now you go and make use of it. What is your gift? What is your talent? What do you want to do in this life? I want to become a bank manager. I want to become a businessman. That is what you want to be. I will help you to become that one. But you must be a specific. I mean, to say, okay, this is what I want. Because God wants you to do something. God wants you to do something in his kingdom. He wants me to do something. And you also do something. And together, We build up the kingdom. That's why, like I said, God created many people in this world. And all of us, we don't have the same gift. We don't have the same talent. But you have to discover yours. Search in your heart. What can you do? What do you want to do? What is your passion? What did you have in your mind? Many years ago, you want to become somebody. But you try, and they tell you lies. This time, I'm here to tell you it is never too late. So long as you are alive, age doesn't count. Put it aside. Because you don't know how long you're going to live in this world. Only true Jesus. Jesus is the only one that knows. Hallelujah. So don't be satisfied with that little. Of course, it is good. It is good to start somewhere. But don't stay there and say, well, that is okay. No, go high. JCF, go high. You can reach the top. JCF, I said, business people must rise up from this church. Businessmen, women must come out from this church. Must be born. And when we have that, we can advance the kingdom of God. That's when the kingdom of God is being active. And God in heaven says, yes, my children, they understand me well. They are doing good jobs. It is time that we come together. What can you do? We join hands together. Ideas. Come together. Think about something good that you can do. And God will help us to do it. He will help us. It's never too late. You see? Because my problem, one of my problems is this. You see, if I look at us, we Christians, we think like, okay, when only we pray to God, God will send the manners from heaven to us. Bam, we eat. Hallelujah, God, I need food for today. Bam, it is there. Hallelujah. No, it's no more there. God wants to use you and I to provide that thing. That's how God functions. Jesus himself, before he started his ministry, he had a job. He was a carpenter. Jesus worked very hard, carpenter man. How much were we? Jesus did that to give us example. You see, everything that Jesus did was for us to look at it and learn something from it. That's why every word that Jesus said, he lived according to that word. He lived his life according to it. And then they put it in the letter like this, so that those who follow me should learn it from it. And if we do learn it good and we put it into practice, then it's going to work. All the disciples of Jesus, they had a job. They all. So they used their talent that they had. And they blessed the kingdom of God. So we also have to do the same thing. You see, some pastors, they will just want you just to come to the church. They just take, they will say to you, okay, you bring your money to the church, and they won't tell you those things. Just they need it only from your pocket. But you must prosper in order to bless the kingdom of God. If you don't have, how can you give? You can only give what you have. But if you don't, like I said, if you don't have the tools to go for it, you cannot find it. You will be looking for it. They will be praying for you from Africa, from everywhere. I mean, just ask yourself, how many pastors have you not consulted? And what is the answer? What is the answer? Then you must change your direction. Change it. Don't go there anymore. Do something new. I have seen them many times calling from Africa, from everywhere. They will say to you on the telephone or anywhere, this would happen even the next year, next month, nothing happens. Because the tools they are giving to you is a wrong tools. You can't use it. You see, you need tools to repair a car. You need tools to repair a bicycle. But if you use a bicycle tool for a car, it's not going to work. It will break. It's not powerful. But when you use the right key, bam, the door will open for you. That is what we need. That is what we need. It is time that we go to the word of God and stop playing as church. Thank you for that word. We play Jesus' religion. It's what we play. It's not from God. Lie. It is your father. It's your mother. It's your auntie. It's your dad. How many times are you going to say all these things? But the people don't have jobs. But always, it's from this one. It's from that one. It's from here. Hey! They will tell you all these things, negativity. Because by you hearing these things, you will not have time to think of your talent. Because all the rest of your life, you will be concentrate on these things. Oh, they said it's from Andrew. Okay. I have to fight here. So now you are fighting, that talent in you is already has become dark. You are no more going to use it. You are fighting a wrong devil. He said, if you believe in me, if you follow me, my light will shine you. I will give you the light of life. The light of life. That is what Jesus said with you. He didn't say, go and fight this one, go and fight that one. No, leave them. Let them live their life. Whoever that is in Jesus has power. If you really believe in Jesus, don't believe in these things. Let them say what they want to say. Let them bring your clothes, whatever, to the juju man, whoever is not going to work. They will fail. Because these things has been already polluted in our mind. And because of that, we are forgetting our talents, our gifts. And we are getting older every day. Before you know, nothing happens. See, this is how these days, like I used to say, if you go back to Africa, this is how it functions now. We don't have jobs. Economy is falling down. And we are not teaching the children of God how to work, how to make something. We are not doing it. We are just telling them, devil here, devil bombing here, it's not happening. Let us forget those things and focus on the word of God. That is what is going to open doors and ways for us. That is it. That's the only way. That's the only key that you have. But sometimes they won't tell you these things. Why? Because if they tell you, you won't come back again for them to teach you. Give me 100 euro. I'll pray for you. Because if they teach you these things, next time you won't come back for that again. They lose the... Thank you. They will lose everything. So they will tell you lies. Come, go, come, go, come, go, come. Use you. Hallelujah. So I hope and I believe that today you have tools in your hands. And that potential that in you that God has planted will come out. That little light, it will shine. Your shining star, it will shine today. JCF, we are going higher. Our lights are going to shine. Shine! Everywhere we go, people are going to see our good deeds. And our father will be happy. Like I said, like every good parent, your wish for your children, for them, is to prosper. It's to be the best. So, and we also believe that God is good. If indeed we are the children of God and God is good, his wish for us is to prosper. Is to enjoy this life. Enjoy in his kingdom. God told Adam and Eve, everything that I created, Adam and Eve, when you go to the world, take dominion over them. Enjoy them. Give them even names. Whatever that you want to do is for you. That's what God wants from us. He wants to be happy, seeing us happy. But it is the enemy that tried to hold over our gift and doesn't want to lose it. But with the light of Jesus, bam, it's going to hit it. It will overcome that darkness. Hallelujah. Let's pray.
In de uitzending van Sifanje Radio Gift kunnen luisteren naar het woord van God in het Engels gebracht door GCF Ministry. Zo deed het lees volgende week een nieuwe aflevering. Bedankt voor het luisteren. Goedenacht, Christine. Tot morgen.